Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snark Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another episode of Keys, Please. Glad you're here for another recycled edition of the show.
And we're not talking about, you know, saving your bottles and your tinfoil and your wax paper and taking your cans.
Hey.
Not that kind of recycling.
What are you talking about? I'm just eating these 2-week-old peanuts.
That's recycling, too.
There you go. 2-week-old peanuts. We're recycling. We're doing what we can. And how old is this water? 6 months? I'm just recycling. Don't look at the flies that are in it.
Ew.
I'm still drinking it. It's recycling week on the show.
Ew.
When funds are tight and we want to do things right, it's a recycled special here on Keys, Please.
When the van breaks down and we can't get to a new store and look for new music, it's a recycling show on Cheese, Please. The van's running now.
Exactly. Like, we're here from some stuff we haven't heard from for quite some time, including our friend Dougie Brager.
We dug into our cheesy vault and drug out some of the good stuff.
Going to take some listen to Jan and Dean and what happens when they meet Batman a little later on. Hey, some celebrities with Clara Peller and Coyote McLeod. You remember that Where's the Beef thing back in the
80s? I do.
But we're starting off with some 50s and 60s hits done by the sitar. You know,
done on the sitar.
Okay, fine.
Balsara, done by Balsara using his sitar.
Yes, we got Tequila coming up shortly, but we're starting off with the Beatles classic, I Want to Hold Your Hand, I Feel Like I'm in India, right here on...
It's a Cheese Please recycling event.
That India thing wasn't there. Just, I want to hold your hand, right, Daffodil?
That's correct.
You're hearing innovations in sound.
Cheese, Please.
Hey, Cheese, please! Tequila! I don't know. I can't see that being played in auditoriums.
It's
like,
kind of cool.
Or hockey rinks like the original was, but it's still kind of cool. Oh, sorry, and a sitar. And before that, didn't one of the Beatles actually meet the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi or something like
they
that?
They all did.
Okay, so that sort of ties into that whole I want to hold your hand, the Balsara version.
I like it. It sounds like something out of one of those Bollywood dance movies.
Oh, maybe it was. You never know. My name is Snarftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we like to refer to as Cheese Please.
And we're recycling this week because, well, you know.
Our creative juices died.
No. Our creative funds died.
That too.
Get the creative juices.
And the van died. So we couldn't even go to the thrift store and look for more. Anyway.
Oh,
so we just
man.
Dug into the cheesy vault and said, oh, we haven't played this in a while. And, oh, we haven't played that in a while.
Yeah, why not? And we're recycling many things on the show this week. As a matter of fact, I'm drinking out of six-month-old water. We got it on some kind of truck stop bathroom or something. I don't remember.
I'm not even going to talk about that.
Why? Well, it doesn't look brown.
That's almost as bad as the time you thought you could recycle your underwear by wearing it inside out to get a couple of extra days.
Well, I thought it was a good idea, at least until we got to the laundromat.
Yes. Idea maybe. Smell not so much.
Oh, well, come on. I mean, really. I had to do something till we had a chance to get a laundromat.
This is true.
And it
Commando. Worked. Next time, commando.
Oh, well, I don't know if I could do that. That just doesn't seem right. It just, it does
it's
not...
very suggestive, kind of like this next song.
Oh, yeah. There's no rhyme or reason of these songs this week
we
on the show.
We just picked stuff.
Yeah. We got Coyote McCloud and Clara Peller coming up with Where's the Beef? And we're about to tell you where the beef is, but, Mary Wilson will be telling you with Peter the Meter Reader right here on...
Recycling with Cheese, Please.
Oh, I'm in trouble now.
Here we go again. I was lying on my back porch just to get in some sun. Had my hair done up in pigtails, had my swimming suit on. I was just about asleep when there came a shadow over me. I opened up my eyes to peek, and what did I see? There was a man, what a man, looking down over me. Tall, dark, and handsome, 6'3". There was a look in his eye that was telling me he knew there was something that he wanted to see. He said, hi, my name's Peter, and I'm here to read your meter. I'd like to see your kilowatts. Could you take me to your box? I didn't have the slightest notion where that box could be. But I said to Peter, won't you follow me? We went upstairs, downstairs, inside and out. I just loved having Peter follow me about. He said, hey, what's with your box? Can't you take me to your box? I came here to see your meter. They call me Peter, the meter reader. By the time he found my meter, it was 4:15. And he said to watch my heater as he was walking through my door. Every single kilowatt was looking just fine. And he'd be coming back to see them in another month's time. So now I'm waiting, yes, I'm waiting so patiently to have my sweet, sweet Peter read my meter for me. But maybe I should tell you so you'll understand that Peter used to be my telephone man. Singing, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, get it any way you can. Oh, I've never done anything like this before.
Entertainment. You're sitting where the fun is.
Cheese.
Oh. midday sun. She stops for lunch at the House of Buns. She orders a hamburger.
Well, of course.
And they brought her some buns and a choking small horse.
Big buns.
She thought she's getting one heck of a deal. $1.99 for a whole darn meal. But when she opened the buns, put on the mustard. Her eyes squinted up, she got all flustered. She said, I've had burgers well done and rare. Now I got one that ain't even there. She got no response from ringing the bell. And that's when she started to yell,
where's the beef?
Young man, can't you hear her call? She don't see no beef at all.
Where's the beef?
Call the cop and catch the thief. The one who stole this lady's beef.
Where's the beef?
I don't think there's anybody back there.
Hey, where's the beef?
It's the biggest ripoff you ever saw.
Where did it go? Where did it go?
I swear there ought to be a law.
Ought to be a law. Ought to be a law.
Now a woman can't live by buns alone. She's caught in a hamburger twilight zone.
Where's the beef?
She asked boss.
Where's the beef?
He said, check under that special sauce. Woo, man, this whole thing is too weird for me. Where, oh, where can her beef be? What's the secret? Tell me how. 3 billion sold for just one cow?
Young man, can't you hear her call? She don't see no beef at all.
Where's the beef?
Call the cop and catch the thief. The one who stole this lady's beef.
Where's the beef?
Meeny, meeny, miny, mo. Tell us where did her beef
go? Where's the beef?
Call somebody and her beef. And tell her where's the beef?
Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
With Coyote McLeod and Clara Peller, which probably those two, well, Clara Peller anyway, had Where's the Beef, the campaign from Wendy's back in the 1980s. Probably the most famous campaign of the 1980s for television and radio and stuff like that.
Fairly memorable.
As a matter of fact, that record was endorsed by Wendy's. I think it was sold at the restaurants.
Okay.
Can you believe it? I mean, really?
They should have gave it away as prizes in the kids' packs.
Well, Coyote McLeod was a radio personality in the U.S. Around the 1980s. He's passed on, as well as Clara. But they have that memorable song to remember them by, Where's the Beef, on the show. And before that, we had Mary Wilson and, well, you know.
Being a little too suggestive.
Just a bit. Peter the Meter Reader. Yeah, back in the 70s. My name is Starfood.
And I'm Daffodil, and we are slowly winding our way down.
Slowly?
Recycling our way through.
Yes, we're trying to. As a matter of fact, I don't know. I found this chocolate cookie in the back of the van, Daffodil.
No. No.
I don't know how old it is. Should I eat it?
No.
Why not?
Because it may actually be a puck of petrified dog do and not a cookie.
What do you mean dog do? We have, our dog's invisible, Daffodil. It's not a real
her
dog.
Her poop is not.
What do you mean her poop is not?
She's invisible. The poop isn't.
Really? What?
Don't eat things you find in the back of the van. I didn't make that cookie. I can't tell you where it came from. I can't tell you what's in it. You're not eating it.
Okay, I get the point. I understand that. I'm just trying to be very recycle-minded, you know?
Well, let's just recycle some more music and stop recycling strange things you find in the van.
Okay. We got Jan and Dean as they come up against Batman from 1966, and The Joker is Wild shortly. But we're starting off with a man who really needs no introduction.
Well, actually, he needs a little introduction, but you only have about 5 seconds, and go.
Okay, we got Dougie Brager, and it has to be heard to be believed with Behind These Walls, right here on...
It's Recycling This Week on Cheese, Please.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The Joker is wild. And so Batman once again foils that crime jester, the Joker, and has him safely behind bars, but...
Drat! My nemesis, Batman, has won again! But they can't hold the Joker for long! I'll have the last laugh!
With Gann and Dean from the album Gann and Dean Meet Batman, which features that song and, well, as a matter of fact...
Some other songs.
It's a whole radio show story theater of the mind thing that came out in 1966. It's kind of cool. That's just a taste of it. And before that, putting the weird into the show this week, we have Dougie Brager from Silver Springs, Maryland, last time I heard him. And behind these walls.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
I wonder if those walls were rubber.
Bouncy walls.
I'm really going to get in trouble this week on the show.
You're trying. Stop trying so hard.
I'm sorry. I'm tribal. Okay. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is... been the end. We're now at the end of our recycling show.
Yes. As a matter of fact, most of these records are going in the green bin as I eventually pull over somewhere.
No, they'll just go back into our cheesy vault for the next time when we have no better ideas on what to do for a show.
Yes. Did you know if you look at the computer, Daffodil, that vault is green?
All right.
You see? It's green. It says recycle bin on it. Look it. Look in your computer.
Mine isn't green.
Well, what is it then?
It's blue.
Blue?
Blue and white.
No. Blue is for like recyclable bottles and cans, isn't it?
All right, fine.
Okay, well, either way. Anyway, we're ending off the show this week with Lee Morse, and he's an unemployed sweetheart.
Just like you.
Why? No, I get the show to do.
Well, this is true. Okay. It pays such big bucks, you know.
Oh, that's why we have to do recycle shows now and then to keep the budget down. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird that we like to call Cheese Please. Come back next week when we will have more fun and games.
I'm so full of ambition, but I never seem to find work that really appeals to me. Could I find a position like the one I have in mind? Oh, I'd be happy as I could be. I want a job in the moonlight, under the stars above. For I'm an unemployed sweetheart, looking for somebody to love. I'll guarantee I can spoon right, just like a turtle dove. For I'm an unemployed sweetheart, looking for somebody to love. I've got kisses, I've got arms, still I'm always blue, 'cause my kisses and my arms have no work to do. If I got a chance in the moonlight, I wouldn't need a shove. For I'm an unemployed sweetheart, looking for somebody to love. Thank you. up above. For I'm an unemployed sweetheart looking for somebody to love. I'll guarantee I can spoon right, just like a turtle dove. For I'm an unemployed sweetheart looking for somebody to love. I've got kisses, I've got arms, still I'm always blue. 'Cause my kisses and my arms have no work to do. If I got a chance in the moonlight, oh, I wouldn't need a show. For I'm an unemployed sweetheart looking for somebody to love.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.